Broken.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Today's was tournament of Ultimate Frisbee, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was a special one.
A special tournament?
Yeah. No?
Yeah. Usually the tournaments in India have their own teams that they've trained with throughout the year. And so Chennai has about 7 teams now. Bangalore has 3 teams. Oroville has 1. And we train together and we go to tournaments and we've been doing rather well. But in order to get all the ultimate players together in Oroville, we invite them to Oroville and ask them to play together in mixed teams. Mm. It's called the hat tournament.
Yeah. Ouch, almost. That hat tournament means that you got the hat and you pull the people out, or what the hat actually means in this case?
That's the idea.
Yeah. That's the idea.
That's where the name came from. Mm. It's just like picking names out of a hat. But if you pick names out of a hat, it's kind of luck of the draw, and there's some unskilled players. It's more fun when you keep the teams balanced. So you ask people to send in their skill level. Mm. And then based on how long they've been playing and how comfortable they are handling the disc, you put them on different teams.
So who organizes the teams? You?
Yeah.
It took you quite some time, yeah?
It takes a bit of time. And it comes right down to the end because of some cancellations and teams change right up to the end, yeah. Oh.
So how many games were played altogether, or they are still going to be played?
No, there was 3 fields,
yeah,
and 4 games on each field in the morning, so 12 games in the morning, and then 2 in the afternoon on each field. So
I'm not good in math.
30 games in all, and now there's 2 final games.
These are final?
Yeah.
So how it goes?
Only the first afternoon there were games.
It's excluding like semifinals and stuff like this system,
it's,
or what?
It's kind of changing every year, and it's adaptive to the group that shows up and how ready they are to keep playing. Wow, this yellow team's doing really well.
For the ones, for those as they're ignorant as me, you know, they just know that you can throw the frisbee to another person and that's it. There must be some kind of, I don't know, if you play in a team, it has to be objective to what you go to or what?
Yeah, it's similar to American football or rugby, where you have end zones.
Yeah.
And you're trying to move the ball down the field from one side to the other. So like basketball, you're trying to bring the ball down and shoot it into
the opposite court, yeah. The opposite team, yeah?
Yep, each team's going the other opposite direction.
So the frisbee has to go in.
It doesn't have to go in any certain direction. Mm. You can pass it to whoever you want on your team in any direction. But if the disc hits the ground or it goes out of bounds,
yeah,
and it doesn't come back in, then it's a turnover.
Oh, okay.
And that's when the other team gets possession of the disc.
How many players are in the team?
7 are playing at a time on a full field. Mm-hmm. If there's not enough room for a full field, like on the beach, it's usually 5-on-5. It's a faster game and a lot more running, but a lot more fun, in my opinion.
More fun?
Yeah. How many? You can't beat it.
How many people play regularly in Oroville?
Regularly, we play on Saturdays and Mondays, and we get in between 15 and 25.
That's a lot, yeah. In a few years, you managed to climb up to the national last year, right?
Yeah. We won the Bangalore tournament, which about every 3 months there's a good tournament. So Bangalore has a tournament in April, May, I think.
Every 3 months, that's a lot of tournaments.
There's Bangalore, Chennai, Delhi, Oroville. Out of the 12 months, those are the four main tournaments that I'm referring to. There's actually a couple others. Ahmedabad has one, and Kodaikanal. This will be the last year for that, though, I think.
How many people came out from Oroville?
Well, about 150 from outside of Oroville. And It's an interesting challenge in organizing the tournament like this.
I just
this.
About to ask you because it's a lot of people.
It's a lot
where,
of people.
Where did you put them? How do you finance all of it?
I mean, well, people pay for their own accommodation. It's just finding the places for people to stay.
So you put them in all guest houses. They're already full.
Yeah. So we had to find big dormitories. And Mitra was very helpful. Tibetan Pavilion was a very helpful center guest house. It was very generous with us. A little too generous because you know, we booked four rooms that we didn't use. And then Certitude, Youth Camp, New Creation. Everywhere was... they were all very helpful and just a little from each gave us enough.
And then you get the number. Yeah. So you managed to put all of them under the roof in our room. That's something.
Yeah, something on its own.
And how much money you spent for the organizing? If you know already maybe the numbers?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet?
No. I mean, it took us 30,000 rupees to get everything ready. Mm. I'm not sure how much of that was balanced off by the registration and what we've earned back. But we didn't do it for profit, so I'm not sure.
That was not the intention. Yeah?
Exactly.
And I saw that you were cleaning the other part on the that side. For the games, yeah?
The second field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That belongs, it's Auroville land, yeah?
It's Auroville land.
But you clean it just for that purpose? Or
we just clean it. Took us about a week to clean it for this weekend of play. And after that, we put it back the way it was, and they make it into farmland, and we can never use it again. But it made a good new Certitude field for...
Yeah, it looks kind of nice now.
Yeah. I think everybody had a good time.
And besides, I believe the whole team was working on it. You had any volunteers or anybody else to helping you with the organization?
Yeah, there was a few. Mm. Kumran and Smriti might be able to elaborate on that a little more, but our team, our whole team is amazing. They did so much work for this.
No, I mean beside the team.
No, but...
Just team.
Yeah, beside the team, there may have been a couple, but I'd have to say that it was... within the team that did a whole lot. And then, yeah, during this weekend, there's been some great helpers too. So they can give you...
Yeah, community does help when it's the help is
that's
needed.
That's true.
Yeah. Tell me, which team was the successful one or which one is going on?
Well, they're playing right now. This yellow and red team have done well. And they're going right into... This is their final game.
We got any Orovillians on the teams?
Yeah. Every team has a couple of Orovillians. Mm. So out of the 12 teams, there's at least two on each team. Mm. So I think around 30 Orovillian players.
And there were any others Orovillians who are not actually practicing and they came to play? A newcomer, so to speak?
A couple, yeah. And a couple younger kids, too, that will be excellent players when they grow up. But it just takes time, you know, because you practice once or twice a week and it's nothing regular. But it's just a great, great... I mean, for me, it's my form of exercise. And my best thing that makes me run the most.
Yeah.
That's the hardest. You get out here and play football, that's good too. But the spirit of Ultimate is just different. You have to keep your cool. You have to know the rules. You have to... call, fair.
And you have to be also a good team player. Eh?
And teamwork is all about.
Yeah. And just by the way, how long the game lasts? I mean, is there any rules? How long it's supposed to be? Or
how long it's supposed to be, yes. But there's not always enough time. Mm. So we've made it an hour and 15 minutes for each game. Games to 13. Mm. So whichever comes first, an hour and 15 minutes or 13 points. Usually the other tournaments are around an hour for up to games to 11.
Who is beside you, because I know you are a really successful team, also really successful in India?
Bangalore has a team called Learning to Fly. That's
Learning to Fly?
Yeah, nice. It's excellent. Delhi's got some excellent players. Mm. It's a little transient there, so it's hard to keep the team together. Mumbai's got a team called Storm Chasers, which they also seem to be gathering players right now. It's really good. And then Chennai's main team is Chakra, but Stall 7 Chakra has been doing good.
so cool.
Yeah.
Ultimate Frisbee already made it to Olympics as a discipline?
I don't think, no.
Not yet?
No.
You think there will be?
No, it's more of a self-sponsored sport, and that kind of keeps the sportsmanship how it is. Once you get money and outer judgment involved, it starts to turn into a different beast.
Something, yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. Mark, thank you a lot.
Thank you. Broken. No, I